This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 538. How to show someone they're thinking in the right direction in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 16 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS.
Today, get four ways to show your colleague that he or she is on the right track in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, feeling good. We've been having an epic recording session today, so feeling good?
No, we definitely have, but it's fun.
Yeah, we've had fun today.
Yeah, for sure. So, how was your weekend since it's a Monday?
My weekend was fun. I went to an interesting football game, actually. That was kind of interesting. And I had a party, went to a party and went out with some friends. And I just had a great old time, grand old time.
Ooh, sounds like fun. Okay. Well, anyway, so let's get into it today. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today we are talking about how to say that you are on the right track. What does that mean, to be on the right track?
To be on the right track is to just be going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So it makes me think about in business, right, when you're talking about ideas, but you don't quite have it. So it can be in business. It can also be in social situations or anything like that. But I thought today we could put it in a little bit of a business context.
Yeah, I love that idea because exactly, Michelle, a lot of our listeners are in the business space and the way that what they really need is to have English help them really move up in the corporate world. And that's what we want, so we can support our families and do better in life.
Exactly. And this kind of makes me think of episode 499, which is about the phrase, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, guys, go ahead and listen to that episode because it kind of goes together nicely with this one.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. We have done so many episodes at this point, guys. So, you know, if you do have a question, go in and type in your question into the search bar and you'll probably get something.
For sure. For sure. So the first thing that you could say when you're kind of talking with somebody about an idea and, you know, maybe they're understanding what you're saying. Maybe they're not quite understanding or I don't know. So you could say you're onto something.
Yeah, I like this. I think this is a good example of one of those language kind of functions that helps us build the connection. It's kind of charismatic. It reminds me of the charismatic connector, our course.
Ah,
you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a moment when you could support the speaker, right? And that's really important, especially in a new language.
Right. I like that you can support the speaker. So So what I said before was a little bit wrong. Not that, because I'm thinking about you're on the right track, which is different. This one is more like, oh, somebody's come up with an idea and mm-hmm. you think it's like a good idea and you want to hear more, right?
Okay. Yeah. I like mm-hmm. that too. You know, that's important. So yeah, it's definitely happened to me before. It happens to me a lot, right? That I need to say it to someone else or someone says it to me, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then there's this, you're on the right track, right? That's what I said earlier. But you're on the right track. What does that mean to you, Lindsay? We talked about it, like understanding something.
Yeah. I mean, you think about like train tracks, like you're on the right track. You know, you're moving in the right direction. You're going in the right place.
Right.
You're almost there.
Right, right, right. And another way to say you're almost there is you're getting there.
Very nice. I like these. I think these are really good, you know? Oh. Very useful.
I'm so glad. And then there's one that kind of, it's a little bit different, but I think it's really, it can be very helpful. When you need some time, when you can't think of something.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's more like for when you're trying to think of a word or a phrase or something tiny, little thing. You would say like, it's on the tip of my tongue.
I love that.
Yeah, I know.
Such a cute image.
Oh, what's the name of that restaurant that I just love, you know, in the south end of Boston? It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it, you know?
Yeah, 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 exactly. It's like, give me a second. I'm thinking of it. I have it, but I it's on the tip of my tongue and it won't go out.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So these are some phrases that can be used when you're talking about ideas or just having a conversation in the business world or in your personal life as well.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Totally. I like it. I would definitely see if you guys can sprinkle this into your conversation, because I know that in the business world, you guys face a lot of moments of silence that feel a little bit awkward when you're not exactly sure. You'd like to support the speaker, but you're not sure how to do it. And this is a good thing to throw in there. If you want to speak real English, then you need the right vocabulary. You can get the 100 most common phrases in English when you go to allearsenglish.com/100. It's a free download and you can get it immediately. Go to allearsenglish.com/100.
Exactly. All right. So should we give it a little try?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. So, Michelle, I think we should definitely look into coming up with episodes about meetups in the U.S.
Oh, you mean how students can use Meetup?
Yeah, you're getting there. I mean, we did an episode about this, but I want to go further.
Oh, so do you mean getting our listeners to go to different meetups?
You're on the right track. Yeah, they should go to meetups and report to us what they learned and how their experiences went.
Oh, wow. You're onto something, Lindsay. I mean, that's a great idea. What was your friend's name who loves meetups? It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's George.
Oh, right. George. Let's ask him if he has any ideas.
Well, great idea, Michelle. I'm sure George has some ideas.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks.
Good one. George. Oh. I'll go ask him. Go talk to George.
Yeah, why not? George. He's so cool. He knows all about Meetup.
So what did we use here, right?
Yeah, so it sounds like you are kind of telling me this idea and I'm not quite grasping it right away.
Yeah.
So like you said, it does remind me also of the charismatic connector. You're being like very encouraging to me and you're supporting me in beginning to understand what you're saying, right? So you're saying you're getting there. It's like you will almost understand, like, that's what I'm saying, but let's go a little bit further, right?
Exactly. So important to build for teamwork, you know, to build good relationships at the office, which we want to have when we go into work. We want to feel like people like us.
Right, right. So yeah, when you said you're getting there, that was really, really good. And then you got on the train.
Yeah, that's right. You're on the right track, right? You're on the right track.
Yeah. Okay,
you're thinking in the right direction.
And I like your tone of voice with that, Lindsay.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you feel it's very encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you said, Michelle, you're on to something.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Like that could be really good.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. And then I said, or you said, Michelle, what's your friend's name? Now, this is a good example of how this expression, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's like a little fact that I can't quite get, or a name or a label, an idea that I can't quite catch, can't bring into the front of my brain.
Right, right, right. So, oh, it's George.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, so exactly. So again, guys, these are, you know, a few phrases. Remember, let's just review them again. So we have, you know, you're onto something, which is you're onto an idea, like, oh, wow, like that could be like a really big idea. You're on the right track, which is about like, oh, understanding something. Or, I mean, it could also just, I don't know. What do you think, Lindsay? Would you just say that if somebody's like, you know, almost understanding you, or how else could you use this? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think also maybe if someone is working on something and they bring it back to like the boss to check in on to see if it's going in the right direction, the manager might say, oh, you're on the right track. Keep going, you know?
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that's another really good way of using it. Maybe even more common than the way I said originally.
Yeah, possibly. But I think I think these phrases are somewhat dynamic. You know, I think that one key here is that our listeners, now that they're learning them with us, they're going to hear them being used and they're going to start to be able to repeat them themselves.
Right, right. So yeah, so then we had you're getting there, same idea as you're almost there, like you almost got it, or also could be in the way of Lindsay's way of using you're on the right track, like you're almost like finished with the project or keep going, right? Encouraging, maybe you're the boss, maybe you're encouraging your employees, right?
You got it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the last one is, it's on the tip of my tongue, which is so cute and fun and a really good way to kind of stall for time when you can't remember something.
I like that. I like that idea. That's awesome. So guys, remember, you want to get these ideas written down so they don't just, you know, you don't move on with your day and you don't forget about them. So go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts to get the transcripts from this week so you can hone in on these phrases and start using them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, well, Lindsay, thank you so much for hanging out today. And guys, I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about this in the comments section.
All right. Very nice, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.